All right, so what we learned this week?
Fridge Ready wants to give Jay Smooth something. A wood?
I'm scared to have known what he was about to give him. To get his dick hard.
You know what Freud said?
He's about to do what?
You know what Freud be saying?
What he say?
It, like the subconscious slip, come to the mind. You know what I'm saying? It's also like when they say
drunk mind speaks sober thoughts. Right,
something,
and then they get high.
What were you about to do with his tongue? With your tongue,
and his boner.
Yeah. You know what's fucked up? I was about to say, let me give you a bonus, but at the moment I was about to say, I thought of a bone to pick with.
You're not in the mic.
There was no in there.
There wasn't no
Where did come from?
But that's, somehow,
a bone to pick with. Bonus.
That's literally what a Freudian slip is.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying.
Like, that's literally what that is. Good luck with that dick.
I brought up his tits and he was like, oh.
Yeah, yeah.
I make those nipples hard.
Right. Wow. So we learned this bitch don't know nothing about PNG. Yet.
None of these niggas.
Yeah,
don't listen to fucking Lil Dicky.
I said Eurasia.
No, none of these motherfuckers listening to Lil Dicky.
Because Eurasia's wasn't even a real thing. It's just a nickname, right?
I don't know
why I thought of that.
I thought Eurasia was Europe and Asia.
Yeah, but before apparently they were together.
I thought that's when they put separate. People
they're still together.
I thought that's when they were killing
Asia
people.
And, yeah, Asia of course, and Europe are touching. Don't say of course, nigga.
But I'm saying, but people consider them separate.
It's sound authoritative, right? Saying. No, of course.
They're not separate. They're one landmass.
Yeah, but people look at them as separate continents because the question.
Well, yeah, they're separate continents. Yeah.
That's what I was talking about. That's what I thought.
But there's a land bridge.
I learned that if you have a dude lick your cum up, you aren't necessarily gay.
Nope, you're adjacent though.
But you're on the spectrum.
Why? Because he's not doing nothing.
You're on the spectrum.
No, he enjoyed that shit, man. He enjoyed
it's the
that.
Power trip. Like when niggas rape girls, but it's not really for sex because of the power trip.
What about the dude who rapes a dude for the power trip?
Again, but the raper is probably gay, but not the rapist is probably gay, but not the victim.
When would the victim ever have anything to do with the gay part?
Right.
So
whether it's a power trip or not.
Yeah, but it's a gay man that's raping a man. But
you just said it was about power. Not
yeah,
about,
I know, but I thought he was talking about the victim.
What does the victim have to do with this?
That's why I had to ask.
No, but the power trip, right?
Is a raper.
What are you talking about, Fridge Reggie?
So is it a power trip or is it gay?
It's a power trip.
So it's not gay?
It's a power trip.
So watching a man lick nut off another man's stomach is a power trip?
He said that.
Okay.
And you agreed.
And in the same vein, if you're going to keep that same energy is what I'm saying, if a motherfucker rapes another dude as a power trip, you're saying that's not gay.
You respect the nigga that got shot. I respect the shooter.
Yeah, that's what you're saying, French Reggie, right?
I'm saying it's a power trip. It just so
In the mic.
Come on, man. Saying it's a power trip. It just so happened that the rapist is also gay.
How do you know
is it a power trip or is it gay? Make up your mind, my nigga.
It's a power trip. The core of it is a power trip. Like when a straight man raped a woman, obviously like sex, but the reason why he raped her was because of the power trip. Same thing for when a gay man raped a man.
Is he gay or is it a power trip? Make up your fucking mind.
It's the same concept for the straight one.
So if a straight man,
a straight man rapes a woman, it's still a power trip.
What happens when a gay man rapes a woman?
Okay, that means he goes both ways. It's a power trip.
What?
He just so happened to be bisexual.
What does sexuality have to do with this? I thought you were saying that rape has nothing to do with sexuality.
Right, that's a power trip.
But again, right? For example, a pedophile has a type. They rape little kids, but they don't rape.
What? You're getting further and further.
No,
my nigga.
I'm saying it's a power trip and an orientation. Your orientation decides who you rape.
No, you can't.
Decides who you rape. So if you're into rape kids. If you're into girls, you're going to rape girls. If you're into guys, you're going to rape guys.
Then
if you're into both,
argument.
You rape both.
That's not a good argument. Either it's a power trip and it's done for power reasons or he's gay. I don't think you can do both because that'd be silly.
Because it would kill
the need for it to be a power trip. It's just about being gay. He just wanted some butthole.
Right. So listen, you ever heard the saying, you know, you find yourself in a hole, stop digging?
Yeah, but the reason why I'm confused and I'm still digging is because if, again...
French Reggie, dead serious. If it takes you an hour to dig a whole hole, how long does it take you to dig half a hole?
I'm just saying.
If it takes you an hour to dig a whole hole... How long does it take you to dig half of it?
I told you, I don't do math past 5 o'clock.
Just give it a shot. If it takes you an hour to dig a whole hole,
That's two holes.
No, a whole hole. The entire hole. It takes you an hour. How long does it take you to dig half a hole?
Say, nigga, an hour.
Hold on.
You said an hour?
An hour to dig a 30 hole.
Minutes.
30 minutes. 30 minutes, okay. You do realize.
The same thing.
As soon as you dig once, that's the hole. So
it's always a whole hole. It's
always a hole, nigga.
But all I'm saying is pedophiles don't rape grown people because they have a type. Their type is kids, but they still rape for the sake of that power. It's just
you can't. That doesn't make any sense to me. I'm sorry. If they're raping for the power, it doesn't matter if they rape a dog.
Okay. Back to Don't Fuck With Cats. The guy was becoming a serial killer. He started.
We haven't seen that.
Okay,
we
but I'm just giving you the concept.
I didn't see this shit on Tuesday. I didn't see this shit on Tuesday. I still haven't seen this shit.
He started killing cats and he graduated to a human being.
Some
So I'm just saying, so let's say you are raping for the power. You probably did start with a dog before you got to the girl.
Let's throw this up. We can make this very simple. If you were to rape somebody, would it be for power or because you're gay? If you were to rape a man, which one would it be for?
If I had to rape a man,
yes,
I'm not a rapist.
But if you had to, would it be
for power? Why would I have to rape?
Say because you're gay. Say because you're gay. So if someone told you, you got to rape this dude or your whole family's going
to
die.
Would it be for power? No. That's because my family's going to die. If you had to, you're good at this. Usually you don't shy away from this. Yeah. Don't do it now.
I'm not.
2020. Yeah. If you had to rape somebody, would it be, and you had to choose between power or gay, which one would you choose?
If I have to ever rape somebody, and God forbid I'll ever do that. But
you got to choose. Power or gay?
It would always rape is power. That's the definition. So rape.
Then, what are you talking about?
It doesn't matter. They talk about gay then.
Yeah, but we were talking about, well, if he rapes a man, because Jamie Mac put that example. I'm like, yeah, it's still power. It just so happened to be gay. So
why do you keep bringing up the gay part?
If it's gay, irrelevant.
Because you make it seem.
What else we learned was French Reggie would rape a man for power. We learned that.
I wouldn't do it for
you. Power. Want him to be powerless?
What do you just?
We learned it, Jay.
So you would do it because you're gay? What the fuck are you talking about?
Right.
I'm just saying.
Just say because you would be gay.
We learned that Jay Smooth is not the type of dude who's going to set it out. He'll get it set out for him, but he won't set it out.
He might have been.
Is he unable?
So go ahead. Probably that's what you about to say, Jay. Man, this is some dumb shit. You about to say some wild shit? What you say, French?
You probably whatever number you really got. Your friends probably gave you a good percentage of them. So you didn't really get these girls.
Okay,
it could be possible.
I learned that both French Reggie and Jay Smooth thinks it's normal to be a fucking young man and have fucking erectile issues.
Due to
stage fright.
They were happy.
Just
about
had
it.
A stage fright.
Their pussies was dry. I'd never heard of a young dude having stage fright.
So when you
bus early, yes, stage fright. What does that mean?
When you go in the bathroom, do you have a problem urinating in front of other people too?
That would be more stage fright.
It was just a one-woman thing.
Huh?
It was just a one.
So this only happened to you one time in your whole life. That's not the sentiment you were giving us earlier. This was a thing. This happens sometimes.
When you get nervous.
You said this happens sometimes. Now you're
the whole time, me and Jason was talking about that one time and happened.
So Jay Smooth, it don't happen to him one time too? You're saying like y'all agree on this.
When we were talking about it, you was talking about one specific, like they're at the urinal together. Occasion.
So Jay Smooth, this only happened to you one time too?
No, it happened to me a couple times.
Yeah, me, it was just one time.
Ever in your whole life. You've only not been able to get your dick hard one time.
Yeah.
Well, you had to think about that. Nigga, you looked off, nigga. French, you mean lying. We learned it.
I had to verify. I was like, why else would I not be able to get my dick? I had to make sure.
You tell us.
It's okay, French. It's okay.
Soft dick ass nigga.
Hold up. What did he lie about? I can't even fucking remember.
When
we were starting off the show.
He did lie earlier.
About
the people, I just don't remember where I met them.
The swingers, right. The swinger couple that he fucking happened to be talking to about
French Reggie met a swinger couple.
Some cuckold shit. He doesn't know how he met them. But he knows he's met them few times before they started talking about how they like to get cuckolded and shit.
Why are you always lying, Fred? No. You done came. We can
I just don't remember where I met them.
You bullshit. Huh. You done came back from China. You know you full of shit.
Here we go. That's a reboot. Come on, Smooth, man. Get us some new material, man. 2020.
We learned that Smooth gonna get some new material this year.
Who's gonna write that material for you?
Have we learned that?
Get a ghostwriter, bro.
Who's gonna write your material, Smooth? Do you want us to start writing it?
Yeah.
Okay.
J Mac.
No, for real. We can do some shit, but you gotta stick to the script. You can't be fucking like Bush.
Nigga, let's not talk about sticking to the script, nigga. We learned that your ass was told some shit right before we started.
Yeah, you was high.
And that shit, your brain was like a sifter. It just went right through, nigga. Just a strainer.
I didn't think you was gonna come through.
Hole. You had I mean, a hole
how, often,
hole.
How often do
if,
you come
if
through?
If you had a whole hole in your head,
we did learn that, James Smooth. We learned that if we ever take this show for like for real on the TV or whatever, teleprompters will not help Dave Mac.
That nigga forgot.
That nigga will, and it'll be right on the words will be on the fucking screen. That nigga will still forget.
But you know what I think? I learned that he was so happy to have his flunky back. He motherfucking forget his weed flunky.
Oh, nigga.
He's trying, guys. He's trying. That's why I'm trying to.
I kind of did that joke.
What y'all do? What y'all do that weed? Y'all kiss the weed? What's that?
Why don't you use my jokes?
Yeah. What we learned?
Yeah. I know I write it.
What was that? What was that you said about the weed? They kissed each other with the weed.
The thing about it, when he writes it, he's not going to say it. So it sounds like it'll be original.
I didn't say that on air though.
No,
that wasn't even on air.
It wasn't.
Yeah.
Oh, say it so everybody gets.
Okay, check it out though.
Oh, y'all lips look like
if you if he gives you the ticket, maybe you can go back to China, nigga, and then you know what I'm saying, we just keep French Reggie here.
Oh yeah, that'd be tight.
No, that'd be dope.
I bet you I get some pussy not long before I get
you
there.
You be in a fucking Chinese jail.
I'm fucking that bitch
for fucking indecent fucking exposure.
I'm fucking that bitch with the knives on her forehead, nigga. I'm gonna get her.
No, low key. That, I mean, I if you could film that. I mean, you want to put fucking Chinese niggas on the fucking internet.
No. This nigga, instead of him filming women, this nigga put dicks.
Right. If you want to put fucking, room. You know, Chinese dudes, you what about some of that?
Yeah, for real, though. For real, Reg. Next time you decide to record some naked people, don't have it be
Hey, you know what? We learned that French Reggie thought Mario was motherfucking Italian. Yeah.
Mexican.
Mexican.
Yeah,
he is Italian.
I really thought it was Mexican. No lie.
Fucking, there's one Mario that's Mexican, that fucking dude from, what is it, Saved by the Bell?
Mario Lopez.
Yeah, that's fucking... But I learned about the bull syndrome. Like,
bull syndrome?
Yeah.
Where you start out as a straight.
Yeah, you start out
as a heterosexual.
Like, yeah, I'm just going to go in and fuck this
dude.
Next
thing
wife.
You know, you're kind of dating a dude.
You're like, hey, show
with,
up.
With pussy privileges.
Put on them heels for me. You know, put on that garter belt I like. You know, those fishnets. You know what I mean? Fuck that. Yeah. I mean, I guess.
All right, y'all. We'll catch y'all next week.